Checkity, checkity, check, 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 check. One, two, checkity, check, check. Checkity, check, 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 check. Is this thing working? I think it's work. Is it? I can't fucking tell. Yeah, it's working. All right, there we go. I'm going to go get some coffee. You guys stay here. I'll be right back. Just in time for launching the Blues Whistle podcast. Oh, yeah. Good morning, children, except it's not morning. It is almost 1900 hours. I have done a fantastic job of procrastinating podcasting today. I actually really procrastinated just about everything. This was, today set new records for lack of productivity on my part. God, I am fucking worthless. I woke up this morning with a list of things I wanted to accomplish, and I pretty much accomplished absolutely none of them. I couldn't tell you what I did today. It's really been a lot of fucking off. I think maybe I needed it, though. I mean, you gotta have some fuck-off time here and there. And meanwhile, in the semi-fuck-off time... Oh, God, I've been trying. I have been trying. To install Dungeon Siege 1 on the new computer. Not on Windows XP. Great one. Why don't you just put Windows XP on the new computer? Well, because the new computer has SATA drives, and getting Windows XP to recognize SATA drives is an additional bunch of fucking work. So I'm just like, God damn it. Is there just... So I'm Googling the interwebs, and there's people who are saying, oh yeah, we got it to work on Windows 7, and here's how you do it. And I'm following the things that they're saying, and I can't fucking get it to fucking work on Windows 7. The way they're saying. So then I had this brilliant idea, right? Because, okay, I don't know if you guys knew this or not, but I am the great one himself. I am the founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society. I've been on the internet since 1999. I've been podcasting for 15 years. You're welcome. You are welcome. You're welcome. That's longer than most marriages last. You're welcome. And I am brilliant. I am so fucking brilliant that brilliant doesn't even begin to describe the level of brilliance that I am capable of. That's how fucking brilliant I am. So I have this brilliant idea. You already know where this is going. I'm going to attempt to install Dungeon Siege over on Linux, because Linux has Wine, which allows you to run Windows programs. So I'm looking into that, and then I discovered this thing called Play on Linux. I think it's called Play on Linux, which is a interface that allows you to install Windows software in customized Wine virtual disk environments, and it has installation scripts for pieces of software to simplify everything. And so I find an installation script for Dungeon Siege 1. I'm like, oh my God, someone's figured out how to do this. It's right here. All I got to follow the instructions, run the script, just pay attention, you know, RTFM, read the fucking manual. So all I got to do is read the fucking manual and do what it says and follow the instructions. And by God, I'll get, and fuck no. It'll install. Install's just great. Started installing, and oh my God, I was so happy. I was filled with joy. The Great One's black little fucking evil heart that hates women and hates black people and hates brown people and really hates Jews. Oh, the little black heart of the Great One. Oh, and Jewish women, those are the worst unless they're hot. Oh, dude, hot. If you've been around a while, you know, man, whew, hot Jewish chicks. And I know some of you are saying, Great One, there's no such thing as a hot Jewish chick. No, there are. There's some very, whew. Anyhow, my little black heart was just filled with joy. Like for a brief second, I stopped hating women long enough to experience joy. Women still couldn't drive worth a shit, even though I wasn't hating them, because I, you know, it's not my hatred of women that makes them unable to park a fucking car between the lines. It's the fact that they're women and they can't do math, geometry, or physics, which of course is what driving is. That's why women suck at driving, because what is driving? Driving is math, it's physics, and it's geometry, and it's spatial awareness. Four things that women can't do. Now, I know you're saying, Great One, women can't do anything except shop. I know, but there are some things they can't do more so than other things. Okay? Math, geometry, physics, and spatial perception would be four of the things they really can't do. So for a brief moment, my woman-hating black heart was filled with joy. Oh, joy. There was so much joy. There was joy in Mudville. Ah, there was joy. And I go to run the fucking thing and all I get is error messages. I'm like, God damn it. Why? Why does the universe hate me? All I want to do is play Dungeon Siege 1. That's all I want. You know, I don't want the CSU women's volleyball team to come over and play Dungeon Siege with me. I just want to play Dungeon Siege. I can play it all by myself. I'm perfectly happy if the CSU women's volleyball team doesn't come over here. God help me if they do come over. I hope they walk and not drive, because if they all tried to drive on the road at the same time, who knows how many automobile accidents there would be. But I can't do it. I just can't do it. I just can't do it, can I? I just can't play Dungeon Siege. I have Dungeon Siege installed on this other computer, the Alpha computer, because all my computers have names, because I have so fucking many of them, I have to keep them straight. I have Alpha, Beta 2, Gamma, Delta, Epsilon, and then Audio. I got it installed on the Alpha box, but I just really want to put it on the Beta box so I can fucking play. You know? Maybe I just take the fucking computer with XP and put it up front and just plug it into the fucking television. Maybe I'm making this more complicated than it needs to be. No, I would never do. I would never make things more complicated. Me? The Great One? Make things overcomplicated. No fucking... No, I would never do that. What else was I going to tell you guys about that I've been... So no success there. Spend some time on that. Been reading some Star Wars comic books. Oh, I got... I got from the Amazon of the .com yesterday. I got... Michael W. Dean's User Guide to the Human Experience, revised edition, in dead tree form. That showed up yesterday, and I sat down, I was paging through that and just doing some reading here and there. yeah, it's as good of a book as I remember, and I definitely can recommend that you get this book. I'm going to sit down when I have a chance, because, yeah, I'm not doing anything else, and blow through this book. I've also had pancakes for 2 days in a row for dinner, pancakes and sausage, breakfast sausage, because I was inspired to pancakes because in the book Space Cadet by Robert Heinlein, which is a fantastic piece of science fiction, and I'm putting together some notes and material to do a podcast about science fiction, because I got some things to say about the state of science fiction. Hey, take a wild guess what I'm going to say about the state of science fiction, guys. Just take a wild fucking guess. What's wrong with science fiction in the year 2020? Just take a wild guess what the biggest problem with science fiction in the year 2020 probably is going to be. In the book Space Cadet, which features very few women, pancakes, or as they're called, flapjacks in the book. Flapjacks play a prominent part in the last adventure in the book. And so I've been inspired to eat pancakes in honor of Robert Heinlein and the Space Patrol. I also completely neglected. I brought coffee, but I didn't bring a water bottle. You see, friends, the secret to podcasting, there's two secrets to podcasting. Number one, stay hydrated. Number two, have a left-wing statist Christian-hating mother who clips newspaper articles out of the newspaper and sends them to you so that you have material for your podcast. Everything in today's podcast is courtesy of my left-wing statist anti-Christian mother. Let the games begin. Here we go. Horns down to news that the University of Texas was involved in a nationwide scandal of celebrities, CEOs, and other ultra-rich trying to bribe their kids' way into elite schools and also the University of Southern California. Wait, so the CEOs, ultra-rich celebrities, were trying to bribe their kids' way into elite schools and also the University of Southern California. Elite schools and the University of Southern California. See what they did there? Maybe it's time to admit. Hold on. I want everyone to brace yourselves. Brace yourselves. Okay. Paging Dr. Clary. Dr. Clary. Paging Dr. Clary. Please pick up the white courtesy phone. Maybe it's time to admit that not everyone is cut out for college. Did these millionaires ever consider a career in welding for their kids? Why, maybe it is time to admit that not everyone should go to college. I wonder if there's anyone who's been saying that for the past 15 fucking years. Paging Dr. Clary. Dr. Clary, will you pick up the white courtesy phone, please? Police collar bestiality suspect. Oh, slap your knee, kids. Get it? Collar bestiality. Oh, God, you journalists, you're so fucking funny. Oh, goddamn. A Houston man has been charged with 3 counts of bestiality after allegedly offering up three of his dogs for sex to an undercover police officer, according to the Houston Police Department. Juan Pablo Tescan, I wonder if he's a white guy, was arrested Thursday and has since been released after posting $3,000 bail. Three of his dogs, believed to be used for bestiality, were also seized during the arrest, police said. Tescan, T-S-C-H-E-N, I don't know if I'm really pronouncing that right, Tescan was collared during an undercover sting conducted by the Houston Police Department's Major Offenders and Animal Cruelty Units. Get it? He was collared, get it? He's accused of participating in several online forums surrounding the illegal act, which grabbed the attention of investigators. Now, if he'd been involved in some online kiddie porn, then it would have been perfectly okay, especially if he was hanging out with Jeffrey Epstein. At some point, he offered up his dogs to an undercover officer, according to documents. All right, so my mother, my left-wing statist communist mother, who is old, she's a boomer, and she has a computer and she has the internet, and yes, she uses Bing, just like all boomers. That's how you can tell the boomers. Anyone who uses Bing, you're in Boomerville. Boomer, boomer, boomer. Okay, she wrote at the top of this, would like to see a photo of this asshole. Well, mother, there's this thing called the internet. And we go to google.com and we type in Juan Pablo, but we spell it correctly, T-S-C-H-E-N. And we hit images. And oh, look, we can see a picture of him. Oh my God, he's not white. Who knew? Who knew? Who knew? God, he looks like a fucking loser. Yeah, he looks like the kind of guy that would have sex with dogs. You know, unless you're a boomer and you use Bing, you can do what I just did and you can see pictures of this guy also. The subtitle of today's episode is Men Are Idiots. Because we've been picking on the women a lot lately, and believe you me, I got a lot more where that came from. But today, I specifically picked out articles, not all of them, but most of them were starting off at least with articles about men doing stupid shit. Because just because I hate women, that doesn't mean men are perfect, okay? Again, the lower intelligence people who may stumble across my podcast or my website or something like that. You're saying, well, great one. How do I know if I'm low intelligence? Okay, so look down on your chest. Do you have two bumps on your chest? If you do, you are low intelligence. The low intelligence people probably think that just because I criticize women means that I think all men are geniuses. Because this is like when Adam Piggott wrote about how men shouldn't be chasing intelligent women. And then at least one commenter shows up and says, so do you mean men should chase dumb women? And Adam has to explain, no fuckwit. You know, and he has to explain average intelligence, slightly above average, and you don't want, which I agree, you don't want a woman with a fucking IQ of 145. But anyhow, you have to explain this shit for the dim-witted people out there, because they're not going to figure it out. What do we got here? Police. I don't know why. Police, : father killed three kids, comma, hurt woman. Like, what kind of headline is that? This is journalism school. Really? I mean, maybe this person, whoever wrote this, maybe this person should have fucking considered a career in welding. The Texas City man, this is how it starts. The Texas City man is accused of using a screwdriver and hammer to kill three children on January 3rd, according to an arrest affidavit filed in Galveston County Court. The Texas City man, because see, there's only one man in Texas City. It's not a Texas City man or a man in Texas City. The Texas City man, the man from Texas City, This is journalism. This is 4 years of college, 12 years of public education. Okay. Now, I'm going to read this guy's name. Because I'm racist, I want you to go ahead and take a wild guess. Is this a white guy? Now, see, the stupid people right now are saying, so great one, are you saying white people never commit crimes? You know, and people wonder why I can go for days without human contact. If they ever took volunteers like a solo mission to Mars, I would volunteer. Yes. Well, there'll be nobody else on the ship with you. Thank God. Oh. Wanted Hassim Mehmood. That's his name. Wanted Hassan Mehmood. M-E-H-M-O-O-D. Mehmood. 27. I've already Googled him. You can do it if you want to. You're not going to be surprised by what you see. 27 years old. Also is accused of shooting his girlfriend in the face. She probably deserved it. I mean, okay, killing the kids, I can come down on the guy. But he shot his girlfriend in the face. I mean, okay, did we bother to ask, what did she do prior to him shooting her in the face? I mean, let's give the man a fair hearing here, okay? Innocent, and I almost said guilty until proven innocent. Innocent until proven guilty. What exactly did the woman do prior to being shot in the face? Was she trying to drive? Did she park the car not between the lines and get out and walk away from it? Wanted Hassim Mehmood, 27 years old, also is accused. You mean is also accused? Also is accused of 4 years of journalism. 4 years of fucking journalism school. Also is accused of shooting his girlfriend in the face with an aerosol pistol. He has been denied bail on charges of capital murder and aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, records show. Mehmood's brother called police saying that when he dropped by to check on his sibling, he opened the door at the Point Anne Apartments at the 1200 block of the 10th Street of Texas City, let everyone know exactly where it is so all the people can go look at, to find large amounts of blood on the walls and floor, according to court documents. Well, there you go. His girlfriend didn't clean up the fucking blood. She was probably having her fucking period, right? And she didn't have a fucking tampon because fag-tag period poverty, and she couldn't afford any tampons because she's oppressed by white men. And so she fucking bled all over the fucking place, and then he came home from a day at work, you know, because he's out there doing this thing that men do. It's called working, right? It's how the trash gets picked up. It's how the toilets keep working. It's where the electricity keeps flowing. It's how the food gets to the grocery store. It's how shoes get to the shoe store. It's how women can go out to clubs and fucking have men buy them drinks because the alcohol gets there because men transport, right? He was probably out working, doing what men do, contributing to the fucking economy, creating things for them to consume. She's just sitting at home, fucking vag bleeding all over the fucking floor and walls because I can't afford tampons because I'm oppressed. I'd have shot the bitch in the face too. Inside, police found the three dead children and a trail of blood leading to the bathroom. Exactly. See, she was going to the bathroom and she was bleeding all over the place. Where they discovered Mehmood's girlfriend, Kimaria Nelson, lying on the floor. Nelson was taken to the University of Texas Medical Branch in Galveston in serious but stable condition. The three children were identified in the medical examiner records as blah, blah, blah. So Prince, So two of them have their ages listed. Oh my God, really? I mean, this could have been a mercy killing. Okay, so the kids' names were Ashanita Mehmood, Prince Larry Brown, and Angela Pilot. So wait, but were these his girlfriend's kids? Were they just random kids? Because one of them has his last name. And then we have Prince Larry Brown. The kid's name is Prince... The kid's name was Prince Larry Brown. Why would you do that to your child? And then Angela Pilot. Like, seriously, was it the girl? Where did these three kids come from? I mean, I know where they came from. I understand the birds and the bees better than women who can't figure out, well, I just got pregnant. Oh, it just happened. It just, one day you were standing there and suddenly you were just magically pregnant. I have no, it was an accident. I have no idea how it happened. Good news for all you brass knuckle brawlers out there. The Texas legislature, every once in a while, Texas does something smart. Every once in a fucking while. The Texas, and of course, my mother is sending this to me because she thinks this is terrible. The Texas legislature has lifted the ban on your weapon of choice along with clubs and the deceptively cute sounding kitty keychains. In a strange case of slippery slope, the state first allowed open carry of firearms, moved on to knives 2 years ago, and has now reached brass knuckles. Texas has legislated. Texas has legalized brass knuckles, which is good because, once again, you can tell the leftists are always so fucking opposed to anybody being able to defend themselves. That is just like the worst fucking thing. Sorry, guys, I'm getting distracted. Like, being able to defend yourself is the worst fucking thing, according to a leftist. All right, let's see. That's not necessarily a man being stupid. This is a man being stupid, so let's do this. And then we kind of go away from men being stupid, and we get around to multiple people being stupid. German nurse convicted of murdering 85 patients. Not a female nurse. The former nurse's crimes were incomprehensible, a German judge told the court Thursday, reaching his arms across the breadth, blah, 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 who cares? Quote, your guilt is so large that one can't explain it, unquote, the presiding judge, Sebastian Birmingham, told the judge Niles Hogel in a courtroom packed with relatives of the 100 patients whose death he was charged with orchestrating. People, I've told you once, I'm going to tell you again. The great one has worked in hospitals. The great one's grandmother worked in hospitals. The great one's stepfather worked in hospitals. The great one's mother worked in hospitals. Hospitals are where people go to die. Stay the fuck out of hospitals. This is one more reason. Because there is no oversight. Trust me, there is very little. It's all on the honor system. You better hope and pray that you don't have some fucking psycho taking care of you. Hogel, whom I Googled, and doesn't really look German to me. I don't know, man. You type the name into Google. You look at the pictures. You tell me, does he look like a German? And maybe I don't know what Germans look like, right? Maybe. I'm being serious. Maybe I've watched too many World War II movies where all the Germans have blonde hair and blue eyes because we got to demonize blonde hair, blue-eyed people because we need to extinguish them because they are, of course, evil. And they're holding black people down, right? Black people can't get jobs because people with blonde hairs and blue eyes are oppressing them. And then, after a hard day at work, being oppressed by blonde-haired, blue-eyed Aryans, I mean, you come home, there's blood all over the floor and the walls because your fucking girlfriend has period poverty. She fucking vaginal blood all over the place and she didn't clean it up. And you have to shoot her in the face with an aerosol pistol and kill these three kids, two of whom don't have your last name and you don't even know where the fuck they came from. Right? And then people come up, they want to fucking be mad at you and put you in jail. I mean, excuse me, you had a fucking, you've been working all day. You're fucking tired. You just want to come home and watch a beer. But no, you got to come in and you got to see blood all over the fucking place. Hogel is thought to be the most prolific serial killer in peacetime Germany. Because there were other serial killers in non-peacetime Germany. I mean, was that supposed to be some kind of fucking Nazi reference or something? And perhaps the world, his trial. What? His trial is the 85 murders sought to provide. Hold on, is this English? God damn it! Does anybody who goes to fucking journalism school, do any of you people fucking learn to write? Jesus, goddamn Christ! Let me try to get through this fucking sentence. His trial. Oh, in!
Okay, see, this one was me. This one was me not being able to fucking read.
But it was still funny, right? His trial in the 85 murders. Wait a minute, that still doesn't make sense. He's not. His trial in the 85 murders. Okay, sure, that's close. That's still not fucking right. His trial in the 85 murders sought to provide a measure of comfort and answers to some of the victims' families more than a decade after they died. His conviction Thursday was the third for the nurse. Third? I mean, if he's been convicted twice already, where the fuck is he? Anyway, officials suspect Hogel might have killed as many as 300 patients while working at two clinics in northern Germany from 2000 to 2005. He was accused of administering drug overdoses that caused cardiac arrest so he could try to revive patients heroically. His colleagues called him Hold on. I gotta learn how to fucking talk. I gotta learn to talk the same way journalism majors gotta learn to write. Resuscitation Rambo. In its sentencing, the court barred Hogel from working as a nurse, emergency medical responder, or any other job providing care. Quote, we want to be sure that you never ever are able to work such a job, quote, said the judge. Okay. So he's been convicted three times. He's murdered at least 85 people. He's been barred from working as a nurse. Why isn't he in prison?
Under German law, a person convicted of murder can be sentenced only to life in prison with the possibility of parole after 15 years, depending on the severity of the crime. Hogel is serving a life sentence for other murders. Oh, so he's serving a life sentence already, but they've banned him from working as a nurse. Okay, if you're doing a life sentence in prison, how can you get a job as a nurse? Well, it's a good thing they told him, you're not allowed to work as a nurse anymore. My fucking Christ. Whew. Okay. Hold on. I got to prep for this one. Because we're gonna turn it up now. I'm going to stretch. Oh, yeah, there we go. Yeah. All right, are we ready? Because we're about to ruffle some feathers now. Yeah. Guys, by the way, trigger warning. There could be some offensive material in this podcast. All right, here we go. All right, let me do this one first. Let me do this one first also. Trump to pardon soldiers accused of war crimes. President Donald Trump has requested the immediate preparation of paperwork needed to pardon several U.S. military members accused of convicting war crimes, including high-profile cases of murder, attempted murder, and desecration of a corpse, indicating that he plans to pardon the men on or around Memorial Day, according to two U.S. officials. My mother helpfully wrote on this for me, disgusting, because if you've been here for a while, you know disgusting is my mother's favorite word. Now, of course, disgusting does not apply to, you know, homosexuals molesting children or parents giving their children hormone blockers or anything like that. Those things are wonderful. Those things are beautiful and wonderful. And oh my God, we have to support these tranny children who are just struggling against the patriarchy that's trying to force them into fucking assigned gender roles. But see, this, brace yourselves, guys, because what I'm about to read to you, this is disgusting. The request includes Special Operations Chief Edward Gallagher of the Navy SEALs, who is scheduled to stand trial in the coming weeks on charges of shooting unarmed civilians and killing an enemy captive with a knife while deployed in Iraq. Oh my God. So, we invaded another country. We drop bombs all over the place, right? We have flying robots. I haven't done the flying robot bit in a while. We have flying robots that shoot missiles at groups of people who are attending weddings. It's her day. And we blow those people up. That's totally okay. But oh my God, this Navy SEAL in a combat zone shot some fucking civilians and killed an enemy with a knife. And boy, he's got to be convicted of war crimes. Now your half-black President Obama murdered how many civilians with missiles launched from flying robots? He got a Nobel Peace Prize. They are also believed. They're believed. So this is, once again, this is journalism. Well, we don't actually know anything that's going on, but their request, they are also believed to include the case of a former Blackwater security contractor recently found guilty in the deadly 2007 shooting of dozens of unarmed Iraqis. My God. Well, what about the deadly missiling of dozens of unarmed wedding attendees? Oh, but Obama's half black. Change. Forward. Obamacare. Nobel Peace Prize. Guys, it's a fucking war. People die. Remember, you're the ones who want war. Republicans have never seen a fucking war they don't love. And Democrats, I mean, when it comes to war, how many fucking anti-war protesters did you see during the 8 years Obama was president? Zero. 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 Here in the People's Republic of Fort Collins, we used to have the anti-war protesters on the street corner. I would go by them all the time. They were there. The day Obama got elected, they vanished. Never appeared again. They still haven't appeared. Haven't seen a fucking anti-war protester yet. The case of Major Matthew Goldstein. Whoa, 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 whoa. Is he a Jew? He can do whatever fuck he wants, man. You cannot. Okay, this is anti-Semitic. If these people are saying that Major Matthew Goldstein cannot be pardoned for war crimes, that's some anti-Semitic shit. You people are Nazis. How dare you fucking question the actions of a Jew? They are God's chosen people. And if this Jew murdered some unarmed civilians, you know, like Obama did with those missiles, it's God's fucking will, and you need to fucking back off. The Army Green Beret accused of killing Ann, singular, accused of killing Ann, unarmed Afghan in 2010. Oh my God, a Green Beret killed one unarmed person. I mean, I'm sorry, you want to give us a little details about the... He was just walking down the street and he saw this guy. I mean, so he was in... So Major Goldstein, he was in Tampa. He was just walking down the street and he saw this guy, and the guy looked like an Afghan, and so he just ran up and killed the guy for the fuck of it. I mean, is that the context of what happened? Are you going to tell us the context? Of course you're not, because that would require journalism. Fucking God. In the case of a group of Marine Corps snipers charged with urinating on the corpse of a dead Taliban fighter, I have news for you. Urinating on the corpse of your enemy is stock and trade. I'm sure that to you fucking sissy-ass civilians who can't tell the difference between boys and girls, that's really offensive. What's really hilarious, now, of course, if a fucking 42-year-old man was urinating on a 9-year-old boy, you would celebrate that, right? As sexual expression and gay pride and everything else. But when a sniper urinates on the corpse of his enemy, oh my God, war crimes. I am 100% serious. If a 42-year-old man urinated on a 9-year-old boy, the same people who think that this right here is a war crime would fucking celebrate that. Adam Piggott just put out another post about homosexuality and its ultimate goals. And you go over to pushingrubberdownhill.com, read it. He may have another, it'll be near the top. You'll hear this tomorrow on Monday, so Adam may have another post or two out by then, but look for it. I'm not going to go into details now because I want to write about that in the near future. In theory, that's going to be linkage tomorrow. We'll see if I get off my fucking worthless ass and actually get it written. So I don't want to blow my wad now. But go read it. Because Adam is... as he is most of the time, dead right. Okay. The officials who spoke on condition of anonymity said they did not know if other service members were included in the request for pardon paperwork. Okay, so if you don't know if other people are included in the request paperwork, then that means you haven't seen the paperwork. Because if you saw the paperwork, you would know who was and was not included. So this is all just speculation. But I mean, really, this is news. This is news.
during a time of war in a country that we're bombing and missiling the fuck out of, some people died and some corpses got peed on. And these are war crimes.
Okay, I'm not going to read this whole thing because I don't need to. And again, my left-wing statist mother, here's her commentary at the top. She writes, "Wonder why we have bad schools and roads and no insurance for poor people." Okay, well, let's find out. Here we go. Luxury yacht buyers in Texas get big tax break. Luxury yacht buyers in Texas are getting a massive tax break on the future purchases, thanks to a bill Governor Greg Abbott allowed to become law on Friday without signing it. Starting in September, the amount of sales tax charged for luxury lots for luxury, God, I can't talk. Starting in September, the amount of sales tax charged for luxury yachts, I know I want to keep saying lots, luxury yachts as large as 115 feet will be capped at $18,750. For the buyer of a $3 million yacht, the tax will be worth almost $228,000. Okay. Now, see, my mother thinks this is a great tragedy. My mother thinks this is why we don't have schools and roads and health insurance for poor people. Because somehow or another, the government, okay, we can make an argument. Maroads. Oh, my fucking roads. And this is, you know, when I make fun of you fucking statists and your fucking roads, this is what's my mother got? Schools, roads, and insurance for poor people. Oh, maroads. Maroads. Because, God, nobody can make a fucking flat place on the ground. It's so difficult. Okay, so the government's supposed to make maroads. The government shouldn't be doing schools, and the government sure as hell shouldn't be providing fucking insurance for poor people. Oh, poor people provide their own fucking insurance. Why don't they get jobs? But more importantly, so this theoretical $3 million yacht that somebody's going to buy, okay, so that would be $228,000 less. Now, how many luxury, how many $3 million yachts get bought in Texas per year? Pray tell. How much money exactly does she think the government's going to get from this? And how is this amount of money going to be capable of building roads, schools, and giving poor people insurance? Furthermore, does anyone, and no, they don't, it's a rhetorical question, you don't have to answer it. Yeah, no one remembers many, many years ago, this was back in the days when I listened to Rush Limbaugh religiously. So this had to be, this was maybe 25 years ago. Anyone remember when the government, I think it was the feds, put the big tax on people buying luxury yachts? And the companies in the United States that made luxury yachts started tanking because all the millionaires started buying their luxury yachts in other countries where they didn't have to pay all the taxes. And so a bunch of people lost their fucking jobs. And this is why you can't explain economics to stupid people. Well, it's just raise taxes. Okay, if you raise taxes enough, the millionaires and the billionaires will go buy their fucking yacht in another country. And then the people in the United States who make the yachts will not have jobs anymore. But oh my God, that is way too complicated for a fucking boomer like my mother to understand. Because all my fucking boomer ass mother understands is that white men bad, diversity good, taxes good, raise taxes. And every time you raise taxes, for every action, there's a reaction in the opposite direction. Every time you raise taxes so you can take some money away from somebody to give it to some fucking poor people who can't afford tampons, you're just going to cause a problem in a different fucking direction. But leftists, they can't figure this shit out because economics, it's just too far beyond their tiny little brains. Especially when they're boomers. My God, the boomers. All right. Now, see, now we're at this point. I don't have enough time to do the next piece. Man, I got to decide what the fuck do I want to do. God damn fuck almighty. But see, these are the first world problems of the podcasting. Do I go long? You know what? Fuck it. We're going to go over. We'll start this. We'll play the outro music. And then we'll keep going because this one's going to be fun. All right, here we go. Trigger warning. The podcast is going to get a little offensive now. Up until now, I've been keeping it very, very diverse and tolerant and multicultural. We're about to get a little out of control. Okay, brace yourselves. Haifaf, Israel. Right now, I am already being accused of anti-Semitism. You just say, if you're a white man and you just say the word Israel, you automatically hate Jews. An art exhibit in Israel featuring a crucified Ronald McDonald has sparked protest by the country's Arab Christian minority. Hundreds of Christians calling for the removal of the sculpture titled McJesus demonstrated at the museum in the northern city of Haifa last week. Israeli police say rioters hurled a firebomb at the museum and threw stones that wounded three police officers. Oh, whoopee poopy poopoo. Oh, peep, peep, poo, poo. Authorities dispersed the crowd with tear gas and stun grenades. Church representatives brought their grievances to the district court Monday, demanding it order the removal of the exhibit's most offensive items, including Barbie doll renditions of a bloodied Jesus and the Virgin Mary. You guys listen to the music. I'll be back. Good. I need a little break there. As much as I love the sound of my own voice, that's the only thing I love, the sound of my own voice. I don't love people, obviously. All right. Demanded the court order the removal of the exhibit's most offensive items, including Barbie doll renditions of a bloodied Jesus and the Virgin Mary. Now, let's cover a couple of things here, because let's pretend this is your first time at the podcast, because maybe it is. Now, the great one is an atheist. I don't think there is an invisible man up in the sky that created things. What the Great One is not is anti-Christian. Now, the Great One is anti-cucked Christian, but the Great One is not anti-Christian. Most atheists, most people who can't shut the fuck up about, I'm an atheist, those people, most of them, are actually anti-Christians. My mother is one of them. My mother claims she is an atheist, but she loves Muslims and she loves Jews. She only hates Christians and Catholics. Now, what if we had a Barbie doll display of Muhammad? See, right, I've already got Muslims out there who are now trying to figure out where I live so they can fucking fly an airplane into me. Just because I suggested that. Nobody would dare. I mean, here's the question. So, and I don't know that much about it, right? But supposedly, what I've heard, I've said it on the internet, it must be true. There's a, what's, hatred. There's a dislike. There's some conflict between Jews and Muslims in the Middle East. Now, I don't know. Maybe it's not that big of a deal. I don't know if you've heard of this or not. I wonder, would any fucking Jew have the balls to do a Barbie doll rendition of Muhammad? That's a serious question. I am, this is not a joke. Can I go to a fucking museum in Israel and see a Barbie doll rendition of Muhammad? Prove me wrong. Show it. I would love to see it. Jews, Muslims, enemies. Name a Jew alive who has the balls to draw a picture of Muhammad. Christians can't stop sucking Jew ass. Judeo-Christian values. Oh, we gotta stand up for Israel. Israel. And here, and now I'm leaping to a conclusion. I'm assuming, and I might be proven wrong because I haven't read this article. I'm assuming, dangerous to do, the artist, we're doing artist in air quotes, kind of like, you know, when you call somebody with a journalism degree a journalist. I'm assuming the artist. I took some Barbie dolls and I put some red food coloring on it and I said it's the Virgin Mary and she's got blood on her because she has period poverty. I mean, artist. Ooh, artist. I'm assuming the artist is Jewish because it's in a museum in Israel. I could be wrong. Museum director Nisim Tal said he was shocked at the sudden uproar. Oh, I'm insulting a people's religion. I'm shocked. Okay, hold it. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, you fucking kike. You were shocked that there was an uproar when you displayed an exhibit insulting somebody's religion. Now, this is coming from the same fucking people that if you criticize them, you're a Nazi and an anti-Semitic and they will hunt you down. This is the same group of people that if you say, you know, maybe we should just check into this whole Holocaust thing because maybe Hitler didn't really gas 6 million Jews. In some countries, you will go to jail. You will be put into a fucking cage just for suggesting that it is possible that 6 million Jews were not really killed in the Holocaust. This fucking faggot was shocked at the uproar. See, Jews are like women. They have no self-awareness. These are people, you criticize them in the slightest fucking way, and they come after you with fucking nuclear missiles. Metaphorical nuclear missiles. But they think they could just shit on everybody else. And of course, because just like women, they can, because just like women, everybody runs to their fucking defense all the goddamn time. Right now, half the people listening to this podcast are talking about how anti-Semitic I am for pointing out that all of you run to defend the Jews like a bunch of fucking women. Oh my God, the great one, he called it the Holocaust. God. And to some of you out there, this is like the greatest sin you've ever heard. Now, they can do their little fucking making fun of Jesus with Barbie dolls and shit, and you're totally okay with that. But oh my God, call it the Holocaust. And I'm anti-Semitic. Oh, you are such a good beta male for the Jews. Museum director Nassim Tal said he was shocked at the sudden uproar, especially because the exhibit, intended to criticize what many view as society's cult-like worship of capitalism, had been on display for months. Okay, first of all, it may have been intended to criticize what many view as society's cult-like worship of capitalism, but that says nothing of how it is interpreted. Okay? You don't get to control how people interpret things. See, once again, I could piss in your face and I could intend that as a way for you to get a drink of warm, sterile fluid. But you may not interpret it that way. Once again, Jews, just like women, don't understand that other people exist, that other people have their own interpretations of the fucking world. You may think that your little Barbie doll, Jesus, Virgin Mary, and fucking Ronald McDonald on a cross, I mean, you may think that's cute, and you may think you're criticizing capitalism and all this, and oh my God, hold it, I'm sorry, Jews are criticizing capitalism? Is this even real? Did this really come out of a newspaper, or is this from The Onion? Jews are criticizing capitalism. This just came to me. I need a moment. Jews are criticizing capitalism? Really? This is like Arnold Schwarzenegger criticizing going to the gym and lifting weights. Blah, 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 had been on display for months. Oh, it's been on display for months. I mean, nobody should be offended by it. It's been on display for months. Okay, so let's say that you're a nurse in Germany and you're murdering patients, and then people find out and you could say, well, I've been murdering people for months. Is there anyone supposed to go, oh, well, shit, you've been murdering people for months. It's no big deal. I mean, Hitler was gassing Jews for months. I mean, what's the big fucking deal? Why are we making an issue out of this? He was doing it for months. Now, considering Jews are supposed to have such fucking high IQs, these are some pretty weak fucking arguments for high IQ people. It has also been shown in other countries without incident. Once again, so what? I mean, you could have sex with your girlfriend, like say 713 times without incident. So does that mean I can come over and have sex with your girlfriend without incident?
I mean, none of these are reasons. None of these are processes. None of these are some kind of valid arguments for anything.
The protests appear to have been sparked by visitors sharing photos of the exhibit on social media. Christians make up a tiny percentage of Israel's Arab minority and say they face unique challenges. Quote, we need to understand that freedom of expression is interpreted in different ways in different societies, unquote, said Wadi Abu Nassar, an advisor to church leaders. Quote, if this work was directed against non-Christians, the world would be turned upside down, unquote.
Yes, it would. He's right. So we've got the picture here of McJesus.
Oh, well, hey, here we go. McJesus, sculpted by Finnish artist Janie Learman, depicts a crucified Ronald McDonald. Okay, so it was created by a Finnish artist, not an Israeli artist. We're still using the term artist in quotes. Yeah.
What if somebody put Muhammad on a cross?
The world would shit itself.
What if somebody put a Jew on a cross? Oh, wait, the Jews put a Jew on the cross. His name was Jesus. Oh, fuck. Bam, money shot. Right. So, yeah. If this was directed at any other religion, people would shit themselves.
And with Jews, you know, once again, you don't have to criticize their religion. Just question the Holocaust. Just say, maybe it wasn't 6 million. Maybe it was 5,900,000. And oh my God, the fucking cops will come for you. The Anti-Defamation League will list you on their fucking website. But you put Ronald McDonald on a cross and you make a little fucking Barbie Jesus with blood on it and you're an artist. Anybody out there remember Piss Christ by Andrew Saranoff? I think it was Andrew Saranoff. Piss Christ, he took a crucifix, not making this up. You can Google this. Unless you're a boomer, then you're going to bing it. He took a crucifix and he dropped it into a glass jar and he peed into it, into the jar. So the crucifix was submerged in urine. That's art. He called that art. It was called Piss Christ. And the fact that I, as an atheist, have to stand here and point out that this shit is offensive to Christians and that maybe you should be less of a fuckwad is kind of pathetic. Considering how many Christians are taking this, you know, up the ass and rolling over. You know, this is not art. This is not art. So once again, pissing on the body of your dead enemy when you're a sniper, that's a war crime. Okay? Pissing on the religious symbol of a major world religion is art. See, I disagree with Christianity. I disagree with the existence of God. I can debate Christians and I can explain to them, you know, this is why I think you're wrong. But I don't need to go around pissing on their artifacts and on their symbols. This so-called art, this is not fucking... inspiring discussion or making people think. This is just offending and going for shock value. And I think to an extent, I understand why so-called artist. I'm an artist. Artist. Art. I understand why artists are resulting. Fuck. Word. What's the word I'm looking? Resorting. It's kind of like resulting. I understand why they're resorting to things like this. Because people are so dumb. You know, the 99% is so stupid that they are beyond nuances. And they are beyond intelligent, rational discussion, right? The only thing that gets through to the 99% sheeple is, you know, literally something like pissing on a crucifix. You know, it's literally taking a Barbie doll and smearing blood on it and saying, "Look at me, I'm Jesus." You know, it's literally putting Ronald McDonald on a cross because somehow or another you think that's going to critique capitalism. It's not a critique of capitalism. It's just a cheap shot at sensationalism. It's just you attention-whoring because you have nothing intelligent to say. And by the way, did you get paid for any of this shitty art? I mean, so this fucking Finnish artist, Jane... All right, let's Google this bitch. Hold on. So for the old people, go to Bing.com. Hang on. I got to find my fucking mouse cursor. All right, here we go. Jay. A-N-I-L-E-I-N-O-M-E-N. I bet she's ugly. No? Oh, okay. Janie is a man. Well, Janie is biologically male. I'm not going to say that it is a man. And here's a bunch of his art. And okay, oh my God. All right, let's vomit. So here's a picture of him. He actually looks like he goes to the gym. He's not. He actually does look like he goes to the gym. Hold on, what is this? So here's pictures of his art. So basically, it's just... It's all just... So these are like cereal boxes. For I was hungry and I was... You can Google this yourself. Okay, so here he's got like McDonald's, the most terrible things war, genocide, and slavery have resulted not from, but from obedience. So he's like taking corporate logos and turning them into anti-war slogans and stuff. I mean, once again, this is not art. The idea that this is deep. I mean, this is not deep. It's not. It's not deep. All right, hang on. Now here we've got the crucifix of Ronald McDonald. Here we've got a McPharaoh. We've got Ronald McDonald as a pharaoh. Now here we've got Ronald McDonald as a Hindu god. Okay, I mean, we'll give the guy a little bit of credit. He's not specifying, you know, he's a picking on the fucking Hindus along with the Christians. I'm still looking for the Muslim Ronald McDonald. Are we going to see that one? No, I bet we won't. Once again, any of you out there could prove me wrong. You boomers can go Bing search for, you know, Muslim Ronald McDonald. I don't know who this chick is or what she has to do with this, but she's kind of cute. So, I mean, all right. I mean, there it is. I mean, the guy, yeah, that's not really. I'm not real impressed. Not real impressed at all. Is that a Buddhist? What is this? Okay, so there's the Buddhist Ronald McDonald. All right. Still looking for the Muslim Ronald McDonald.
Bet we don't have that one. Bet we don't have balls that large. Despite going to the gym, bet our balls are fucking tiny. Too tiny to do Muslim Ronald McDonald. Here's his website. Hunger King. We got rich and poor. Oh my God. It's all just, yeah, it's just him whining about capitalism. That's all it is. I mean, do you make any fucking money with this shit? Undress me. Oh, here's the chick. Wait, what is this? Undress me. Oh, look, softcore porn. It's still not art. Oh, okay, here's a softcore porn Muslim chick. All right, now a little bit. Still going to stick with my original point. When you sit here and you do things, once again, you can say that the Ronald McDonald on a cross is aimed at critiquing capitalism. You can say that. And I can almost buy it because of the Ronald McDonald part. But what does the cross have to do with it? And you really got to sell me on how a Barbie doll rendition of a bloody Jesus and the Virgin Mary is a critique on capitalism. You're going to have to sell me on that one. You need to explain that. If we had some journalism, maybe they would attempt to explain that, but we don't have any actually journalism going on here. We just have a bunch of whining. Israeli culture minister Miri Regev, who has been accused of censorship for pushing legislation mandating national loyalty in art, also called for the removal of the disrespectful artwork. Oh, okay. Now, right? I don't know about pushing for legislation mandating national loyalty in art. Because that's the kind of thing, I don't know how you make a law out of that, how you determine what is loyalty and what isn't, and what is art and what isn't. That sounds like, once again, well, let's just rely on the government to solve all of our problems. However, the fact that she has, is it she? Oh, actually, it doesn't say. I don't know. Because after finding out that Janie is a man, I don't know if Miri is a man or a woman, but the fact that Miri has called for the removal of the artwork and called it disrespectful, all right, well, at least there's some sanity going on there. Now, the other thing is, though, should the government be running around telling art museums what they can show and can't show? Well, no, it shouldn't. The government shouldn't exist. Once again, so you're a museum, all right? So you want to put this fucking art on display. Because you think you're all, oh, look at us, oh, we're criticizing capital. I want, hey, does this museum use, what is that stuff called? Oh, shit. I'm having a brain cramp, guys. What? Oh, fuck. That thing that evil capitalists use, money, that money. Does this museum use money? Does the museum charge money for people to come in? Does the museum receive funding in the form of tax money, which is taxes on people spending money, engaging in capitalism? Look, if you want to run a museum and you want to critique capitalism, which is the only way you can afford to run a museum because you have to make money running the museum so you can have money so you can go buy stuff, right? Because the people who work at this museum, I'm sure they don't actually buy things. Right, they never go to restaurants or anything like that because capitalism is evil.
In no way whatsoever should a government tell you what you can display in your museum. The only people who should be telling you what you can and cannot display in your museum are the people who come and support your museum by either paying you money to come into your museum or not paying you money to come into your museum or throwing rocks through your fucking windows if you really piss them off. So no, I don't think the government, any government, needs to be getting involved here. I think the Arab Christians, which I didn't know Arab Christians were that much of a thing, but apparently they are. I think the Arab Christians are letting the museum know exactly what the fuck is up. The museum is exercising their freedom of speech to put this shit on display. And the Arab Christians are exercising their freedom of speech to let the museum know that it can go fuck itself. The museum has refused to remove the artwork. Museums cannot refuse anything because this is journalism. Museums are not sentient entities which can make decisions. The museum has refused to remove the artwork, saying that doing so would infringe on freedom of expression. But following the protest, it hung a curtain over the entrance to the exhibit and posted a sign saying the art was not intended to offend. Okay. So if I did an art exhibit with little bloody Barbie dolls with fucking Jew stars on their sleeves in concentration camps, and I put a little sign out there that says it's not meant to offend, can I get away with that? Oh, I bet I can't. See, coming from, of all countries, Israel, that's what makes this so fucking ripe. I mean, I would sooner put up with this in a Muslim, like if a Muslim country had fucking Jesus Ronald McDonald hanging in an art museum, I would be less offended by this. I don't know if I'm not offended. That's the wrong word, because I don't have time to be offended. What am I? I don't know. What is the word for what I am? It's not offended. I think the word for it is just sick of Jews shit. Sick of Jews constantly attacking anyone who dares to criticize them while they shit on everybody else on the planet. That's not a word, but that's what it is. And then all you Christians out there who act like Israel is your fucking friend and your ally. Quote, "This is the maximum that we can do," unquote, Tal said. Quote, "If we take the art down, the next day we'll have politicians demanding we take other things down, and we'll end up only with colorful pictures of flowers in the museum," unquote. God forbid your museum should have colorful pictures of flowers, you know, things that people might want to actually look at. Because maybe when people go to the fucking museum, maybe they're not going there to be offended or to have to think about geopolitical issues or to hear about how evil capitalism or how terrible white people are or any of this other horse shit. This is what I'm going to talk about when I talk about science fiction. Why does everything have to be about politics? Every fucking moment of your goddamn life, you got to have fucking politics shoved down your throat. Well, that's a critique on capitalism. I'm not going to the fucking museum, to a fucking art museum, for a fucking critique on capitalism from a bunch of fucking welfare-receiving fucking artists. How about you do a little less critiquing capitalism and maybe strive for a little more artistic talent. Not autistic talent, because you got the autistic talent part down.
Oh, look at me. I put Ronald McDonald on a cross. I'm a genius.
Fucking fuckwits.